long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
All right, as you guys continue into this, the rainbow technicolor continues. It's like every 10, 15 feet, it just switches colors. There's little portholes off to the side, but every time you go to a porthole, Ooh. You look out, and it's like they glued a picture of the dinner room you were just in on every portal, so you always see the same thing. So you just...
I love it.
You keep going through, you're making your turns, and as you feel the static electricity just growing more and more in Bale's hair, it's getting kind of low on the ridiculous side. You turn this corner, and you kind of enter into a much larger room. You see four rows of benches, and in front of you there are 12 mouser droids. They are sitting on these benches, and each one of these droids is dressed in children's clothing. They have like little shorts on, little t-shirts, backwards baseball caps, a couple have pink bows glued to their heads, and they're sitting and they're staring, looking at what looks like a stage with a curtain drawn.
I think this is your forte, Skip.
Is there an aisle or something? Or is it just one, one side?
Imagine like three rows of bleachers with a gap down that, like three on each side, so six total bleachers with a gap down the middle that you can walk down.
Okay. What's the what's the back of the door look like where the wall is that we're looking through?
Say that again?
The wall, like we just came through a door. Is there anything on the other side of this door, this wall?
Oh, so like as the door closes, like you close the door behind you, you're just looking at the door?
The door, we could close the door. Or I just wanted to know if there's a sign that said like exit or anything like that. To the lobby or...
The door, let me see. Where they... Oh, it's, it says Wally Wampa and the Wacky Whalers.
Whoa. Yep, Skip. This sounds like it's definitely your type of a challenge. I hope.
But is Whalers spelled W H A L E R S?
No, W A I L E R S. Like to scream.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
So it was the other Whalers that give you a bunch of backup whales as their thing.
Or like bad guys with harpoons.
Oh God.
So as you enter the room, a droid voice comes over the PA system and says,
"Little Billy is sad. His party is stopped because Wally Wampa and the Whalers can't perform. Will you help Wally? Will you save Billy's birthday?"
"What, did you kill him? Is that why they can't play anymore? Are they dead?"
The curtain slowly starts to open. And on the stage, you see the animatronic creatures you saw at the end of the last game. On stage, they're holding instruments, but they're all kind of doing that when the robot shut off slump forward thing. So they're just not on. There is a mic standing in front of, say, about a foot or two in front of what would be the Wally Wampa animatronic robot.
Okay.
Hey, Skip, I think I know what that 9-volt battery does.
Oh. I go over and I put the battery into the available battery section.
you put the battery into the microphone? Into where?
Well, wherever, like, I take a look around to see if there's a space for, probably in the microphone itself, and check to see if there's a battery missing from the microphone or from one of the animatronics.
Yeah, you go over, you open up the wireless mic, and you see, there's a battery missing. You slide the battery in, and the lights...
You are right, Bale!
I know, I could be smart sometimes.
It's the first that I've experienced.
The lights begin to flicker, and you see the animatronics slowly start to rise up. There is a variety of alien creatures playing, you know, a keytar, a guitar, another one's on the drums. There's a couple Gungans that are playing tambourines, that kind of stuff. And all of them kind of rise up except for Wally Wampa, who still isn't coming up.
Oh, no.
Little Billy would love to hear his favorite song. Will you help Billy have a happy birthday?
Yeah, okay. Skip runs on and kicks animatronic Willy Wonka out of the way. Hi-ya!
It's probably about
grabs the mic with both hands.
Free bird! Free bird!
So, this would be a performance.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, you could either have done a performance art, but you could have mechanically tried to fix them, I guess, too, and not just kick the poor robot who was just trying to do his job. But, you know, you got rage issues.
Yeah. Skip's gonna sing a song. Just a second here.
I was gonna make you sing Bill Murray's Star Soldier? Wars. But...
or I Shot the Inquisitor.
You don't actually have to sing a song. If you don't want, you can just roll a check.
Yeah, okay. I'll roll the check first.
Sure. Or No Jedi, No Cry.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, that's going to be just like the other check. It's going to be a three purple check. And I'm going to go ahead flip one of these dark side, because you don't know Billy's favorite song. So that's going to make it one red, two purple against whatever Skip can throw at us.
Yes, and this is a...
What do you usually use for Skip when he performs? Know.
I think I use charm, don't I?
I think you usually, yeah, I think charm is what you would do, because you're trying to get people to like you.
Yes. All right. Okay. That is a total of 6 successes and 2 threats.
What?
Wow. Jeez, I forget how good you roll on these things. All right.
I do roll 4 yellows. Yes. So
very good. All right. So what?
But even the green had 2 successes.
I know. Ridiculous. All right. So that's 6. That brings you up to a total of 8 successes. You're almost to your goal of getting out of this maze. You took 2 threats. So I got 2 questions for you, Kyle. That's
2 strain from kicking Willy Wonka.
I'm going to go with this. I need...
Oh, that hurts.
What song did Skip sing, and how did Skip hurt himself in his performance? Did he do a jump off the drums? Did he slant across and hurt his knees? What did he do to hurt himself?
Okay, so yes, of course. He kicked Willy Wonka and hurt himself, and then he slid across the floor, and there was a big, loose, like, floorboard that he caught, and there was a split, like, a giant splinter got lodged in his knee while he was doing this gigantic performance, and he sang... Na 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 na. Ground control to all my friends. It must be summer time again. It's been so long since I felt this good. We're gonna blast off from my neighborhood. Gonna fly real fast through outer space. Finally touch down at Wally's place. So sing with me, every boy and girl. Get your Wally Wampa on and it's out of this world. Say, oh, ho, 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 ho. Out of this world, say, oh, 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 oh. Hanging with you is out of this world, say, oh, 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 oh. Out of this world, out of this world, say, oh, 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 oh. Wally Wampa Summer is out of this world. Na, 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 na. It's a Wally Wampa Summer and it's out of this world!
Skip does his great performance, even with the injury. He's a stellar performer. He stops his song. It's quiet. Then the Mousers stand up. The lights flicker on their eyes. Their mouths slowly open. And they start chomping very fast and very loud. And to you, it may seem very scary, but it does sound like metallic applause as these Mousers are just clang, 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 clang. And the voice comes over.
Little Billy loves your performance. He hopes to see you next year.
I love it.
All right, so you have your metallic applause. Little Billy's hoping you show up at his party next year. He'll be really sad if you don't, because in a year I'm going to have Mouser show up at Skip's house, and he better be ready to perform.
That's kind of scary.
Wake up, walk outside, and all of a sudden there's 12 Mousers in tattered clothes just staring at you with beady red eyes.
Which Mouser is Billy?
Billy would be the one that's wearing the blue striped shirt, little denim shorts, and a backwards red baseball cap.
Okay, I take a selfie with that one.
All right. Cool. All
right. So, how many successes are we Mousers, up to?
And I say, say cheese.
Say Wampa. All right. So, as Skip is taking his selfie, the animatronic machines lower underground, the floor comes back up, and a door behind the band is now open in front of you.
Awesome. And did we get six tickets?
Mm-hmm. From
we got six more wampum.
From Billy's mouth comes six Wally Wampums that are, we'll say they're green Wally Wampums. It's a different challenge. We get six green Wally Wampums.
Wampum. I'd be careful with those tickets. They might have something on them.
I give them to Bale.
Yeah. Droid puke.
All right. So you
must have been all that terrible pizza.
All right. So you continue down the Technicolor hellscape that is these tubes that never seem to end. You come across a nice net ladder. You guys struggle to climb. Those things are always, were always hard for me. So a net ladder, you struggle to climb up there. As you get to the top of this net ladder, you see what...
Oh, wait. I forgot. Did we get anything awesome because of the 9-volt battery? Did that help us out at all?
Yes, actually. Yeah, the 9-volt battery was what turned on the microphone that gave you the option of singing. If you wouldn't have took the battery...
Well, there we go.
If you wouldn't have took the battery, you guys would have had to do a mechanics check to get the microphone to work, or mechanics checks to get the animatronics to work. But you took the battery, so you were able to use it.
Hooray!
Yeah. Hey. I mean, the things all, all the things, the yo-yo, the inflatable alien, the battery, they all do kind of serve a purpose. So yeah, they are usable. So it's not just all craziness. There's some sense to my madness. Did the Wally Wampum, so what does that bring?
I hope there's more balls activities for you, Bale. I know how much you like playing with balls.
Oh yeah, it's such a fun game. Love it. So
maybe
much
maybe there'll
fun.
Be a sack race, too.
Jesus. Wow, we just went from like PG to like
still PG.
Still PG.
Still PG.
This is like 12-year-old humor right here. This is 6th grader
yeah.
right here.
Yeah. Back in the 90s maybe.
This is exactly the sort of humor you get in this sort of play place.
All right. So, you're climbing up this net ladder. You're struggling a little bit. Dala just seems to scale this thing almost like it's second nature. Like she's probably may have done this before. But she definitely climbs this ladder with ease. She helps Skip up. She'll reach down, help Bale get to the top. And as you get...
Quick, Dala, help me off.
As you guys get to the top, you turn around at the top here. And in front of you, a large Asp battle droid. It is about 7 feet tall. It is about 3 foot wide. It's in my head, I kind of picture it to be that thing RoboCop ended up fighting, that second little, looks like a mini AT-AT kind of thing.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So it's standing in front of you. It has a one red eye that's kind of scanning back and forth, back and forth. And it lands on to Bale. Who's standing in front? I'm sorry. Who would be standing in front?
Well, if Dala was helping us up, then I would imagine that if I was the first one to get up there, I would probably be.
So yeah, the laser eye kind of settles on Bale, and not moving, not shifting, the robot, or droid, I guess is the more politically correct term. In the deep droid voice, you just hear,
"I do not want to have to hurt you."
Well, that makes two of us. I don't want to have to hurt you either. So how about you just let us by? And we could, you know, pretend like we never met.
"I do not want to have to hurt you."
And, I also don't want to have to hurt you. So if you take up my offer, no one needs to get hurt.
Wait, Dala. You're a master of languages, right?
Languages? I was a biologist. I mean, I went...
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Skip, did you not go to school at all?
Not really, no.
No, I deal with, like, organic wild creatures, usually. This is a big, giant mechanical thing.
I mean... I don't know what you want me to try to do, I mean...
It just seems like there's a logical process to what it's saying.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess it's being pretty clear. It doesn't want to have to hurt us, so...
Exactly.
To hurt you.
Ah, so what do you want, robot?
"I do not want to have to hurt you."
"Do you say anything else?"
"I do not want to have to hurt you."
So, you know what? Bale is just going to try to walk by him.
Yeah, don't do it, Bale. I put a hand on your shoulder. Yeah.
What? Oh.
He doesn't want to do that.
Well, he doesn't have to.
But he will.
Hmm.
Do you make any movement towards him? What are you doing?
I look around. Is there any other thing in this corridor or hallway? Because the ASP droids have the big hole in the middle, right?
So yes, it basically has the hole in the center, and yeah, it has two, what you assume, like, large, almost like, what are those, like, rotating machine guns that you would see? Kind of S4 arms. And it's just its red eyes are just locked onto Bale right now. The room itself is just, yeah, it's just this droid standing in front of a door with, you can see by the door is a little ticket dispenser like you've seen in the other rooms.
Is there some sort of logic thing here or a role I could make that would, based on what we've heard it say, that we could determine some ability to negotiate with it? Or does this seem to be non-negotiable?
It doesn't, I'll let you know that it doesn't have a personality or anything you can negotiate with. It has a directive that it will follow. And
exactly. Yeah,
there's no convincing it of something.
I look over to it and I ask it, "So what do I have to do to get you not to hurt me?"
"I do not want to have to hurt you," is probably what it's going to say.
Yes, it repeats it.
I do not want to have to hurt you.
Skip, I'm of the mind to just blow this thing's head off.
I think that's what we'll have to do. We were given the blasters for a reason, but I just wonder if there's some sort of computational check or something that could be done.
You could do
computers.
You could do a perception check, a knowledge warfare to maybe know more about the droid. What are you thinking of?
I can do I think I'm going to do perception.
Okay.
On this. And then if... Just to see if there's... I'm going to roll a perception first to see if there's any, like, weak spots. I'm thinking...
What's your perception skill look like?
Two yellow.
Okay.
I think that's better than Dallas. That's going to be against... three purple. Yeah, Dallas does not have great... wait, that's the wrong skill. Yeah, she only has three green for perception, so yeah, you're better there.
Triumph? Holy crap.
Say what? Oh, sorry. I'm not looking at the right screen.
One triumph.
One triumph.
Yes.
Okay, so... Bale, are you just standing there looking at it? Do you go up to it? What are you doing?
I'm standing looking at it right now because Skip would not let me...
Okay.
That's a good choice.
So, yeah, you go ahead and you give it a look over in your experience dealing with droids and warfare and whatnot. And you can definitely see that this droid looks like it has moved back and forth. You can see the ground, there's scratchings to the left, to the right. Some steps forward, some steps backwards. But it doesn't look like it's raised its arms at all. You can actually see dust and cobwebs hanging over its shoulders.
Skip, I don't think this thing is harmful at all. I make a motion towards it.
Like you walk directly at it?
I try to walk directly past it.
Okay, as you start...
While he's doing that, I would like to have made a knowledge warfare check.
Sure, good. Same with the three purple.
Three purple?
Do you know a lot about warfare? This is...
Well, I mean droid warfare.
Oh.
I'm not saying I know a lot, but... I'm not saying I know a little bit.
Okay, well, I think two could work then.
All right, let's do that. I have one advantage.
All right, you give Bale a good friendly pat on the shoulder. I don't know what you notice.
I'll just give the advantage of, like, I can pass a blue to him on whatever he's about to do to engage with this droid.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so as...
shouting it out at the last second.
So as you start walking towards it, Bale, I assume a straight line, you're not doing some crazy Captain Kirk barrel roll or serpentine or anything.
Nope.
It starts walking right at you and the same pace. It starts walking, and as if you keep continuing forward, it starts walking closer to you, and it raises one of its arms.
Oh, it does raise its arm.
Yes, it just raises slightly. And it
slightly?
It just raises a little bit. You're not close enough that it wants to raise its arm all the way, but as you get closer, the arm raises a little bit. Do you keep moving?
Yeah.
Okay. You keep walking at it, and it walks right up to you, raises the gun right at you.
It says, I do not want to have to hurt you.
Then don't. And I continue to walk.
And the droid walks past you to the other side of the room and turns around. And is standing next
there
to
you
Skip
go.
And...
So how many tickets do I get for that triumph?
All right, so you get over to the other side and three red Wally Wampa Wampums come spitting out of the ticket machine and putting you guys at 11, one short of your goal. Yes, I've not failed at anything. I'm impressed.
No, you said we needed 14.
Did I say 14? I'm sorry, 14. So you need three more.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, and it was a trick I did as a kid, is I'm going, instead of, like, just ripping the tickets out, I'm going to try to pull out the extra tickets.
You're going to try to steal a ticket?
I am.
All right. It's going to be a skullduggery check?
All right.
That's good.
Flip the light side.
Is it going to be skullduggery, or is it going to
be...
Yes. It's skullduggery. You're trying
totally
to do
skullduggery.
You're trying to do something underhandedly.
All right, so...
Yeah,
do it! Flip the light side!
Flipping the light side.
All right, that's going to be... I mean, it's just a ticket machine.
Yes, but if he gets a triumph on this, then he gets two tickets. So
that's true. We'll say it's two purple, but I want to flip the dark side to give you one red and a purple, just in case you get
it. So how many greens do you currently have on this?
I have two yellows, one blue.
Oh, okay, so there's no... You can't get any more... Did you already have two yellows to begin with?
No.
Or did you? Oh, okay.
I had one green and...
Yep.
Ha! Two successes and a triumph!
A freaking typical for you guys.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the one strain because I had to like I bent my finger in a weird way.
Or just it was some mental exhaustion trying to, you know, outsmart the the guy.
It was just you're just trying to yank it just right. You're just mentally stressing out. You're worried about triggering an alarm, trying to figure something out, and you're just yanking and pulling. You're yanking and pulling. And you had two, that's going to double. Yeah, okay. So you had the, what did I say, three came out before?
Yeah.
We were getting three before.
Bail, you just get six. Pull on it, and then, well, I was going to say you get four more. That's going to give you seven total. So you got the two, and then the two for the triumph. So
yes.
So you pull those out, and the thing makes a little whirring sound, and it kind of sets off, and...
Okay. I'm going to flip a dark side to light side point and say that an alarm siren goes off.
Are you saying an alarm like, hey, we won a prize? Or an alarm like, oh shit, we're gonna get screwed
no,
up?
No, like the you stole tickets sort of alarm. Oh, well, we just got an additional four tickets. That gives us 15 successes and we're done.
Yeah.
And we've solved the day. I just think the alarm should go off.
Yes, the alarms are going off. And you just hear over the loudspeaker, Wally
Wamba does not like cheers. Cheers are not allowed in Wally Wamba's home.
And the floor below your feet just open up and you find yourself sliding down.
Yay!
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please head over to iTunes and leave an iTunes review. Those really help other people find the show. If you want to help us create more great Flight Risk episodes, please head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to help us in a way that doesn't involve credits leaving your pocket, please spread the word on social media. We can be found on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook.
You can choose the light. You can choose the dark. But sometimes you have no choice. Let's be honest. Most of the time I run.